Amen. He's come, amen, that you may have life in it more abundantly. Amen. That's more than just heavenly life. Amen. More than just something beyond, but the Lord will bless your life while you're walking on the face of this earth as well. Amen. I'm glad that God's come to charge you up and help you up today. Amen. How many's been on dead before? Your battery's been dead. Come on. Has your tank ever been on E? And you needed something from above. And God stepped in to charge you and to fill your tank. My, I'm thankful that my God still does it. My God is still able. And my God's still wanting to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews 11 chapter. Brother Coon, you made it. Amen. This man was hurting bad this morning. But on the phone, amen, when he worked inside of his system, he said, Pastor, I'm coming anyway. Amen. He got dressed and he's here. He just walked in. That tells me, amen, God is up to something today. God is ready to do what only God can do. Jesus. Hebrews the 11th chapter. Amen. Brother Brian, go ahead and read it.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Faith. Amen. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Then he says, but without faith, in verse 6, it is impossible. Everybody say impossible. To please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he. Everybody say he is. And that he is. Say it again. A rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. The seeker will find. God's not hiding today. God's right in the light in the opening, and he wants you to know who he is. He's ready to prove. He's ready to let you know that he's still the God of heaven, earth, and sea. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. My, I'm just going to follow what I feel in the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to follow notes. I'm just going to follow what I feel in God today. I want to talk to you about when possibility and impossibility meets. The intersection of possibility and impossibility. You see, faith is believing God is possible. God is able. All things are possible through him. But isn't it amazing? You got to do what's possible. You do what you can do and let God do the rest. How beautiful when you give God the opportunity in your life for God to operate, for God to do what only he can do. How many's ever been surrounded by impossibility before? No way out. Come on, and they told you, I'm sorry, your charge is too big for us to release you. The lawyer shakes his head and says, I'm sorry, but I'm thankful that I have a God of impossibilities. A God that is able to work beyond the system, beyond what man and the protocols of man begins to say, beyond what's put on the books of life, amen, over the legal systems of life. My God is still the God of impossibility. You ought to clap your hands again to Jesus. Come on, we're talking about who's here today. The God of impossibility. I think about the man who was sick of palsy. He couldn't work anymore because he had been taken over by palsy in such a bad condition. I don't know what type he had, but the common type where all of a sudden he starts shaking all over, losing his ability to grasp anything, hold anything. Amen. His life completely took a complete different turn. But he had four friends. And those friends said, we heard about Jesus being at this particular house. But when they get there, they find that the house is packed out. There was no way in because the crowd was even all around the house. And here they were holding the burden of their friend. Thank God for burden bearers. Thank God for somebody to take me to Jesus. Amen. Oh, friend, I thank God for people that would take you to Jesus. I thank God for somebody to carry you before the throne of grace. They get there. What are we going to do? It's impossible to get to Jesus. This man's been sick. This man is shaking all over. I mean, everything is happening. He can't control himself any longer. He can't do anything. We have to carry him on a bed, on our shoulders. That's okay. And they get there where the answer's at, and it seems that the answer is blocked. The road is blocked. The channel's blocked. You ever been there in prayer? Well, you felt like your prayers couldn't get through? Amen. I'm going to tell you, God still hears prayers when you can't feel them. You can't feel like they're even active. Amen. But these four friends were carrying that burden that day. They said, we got to get them here. Amen. They got to get them to Jesus. We got to get them there. Amen. And friend, they tore the roof off of the house and they lowered their friend right there in the audience of Jesus. And Jesus said it was by their faith, what they did. You see, they're possible. They did what was possible. It seemed impossible to the eye of the beholder. Many people would have quit. And they would look at old John and said, John, I'm sorry. We sure tried to get you to Jesus. But I'm thankful that there's somebody that has that non-quitting spirit that says, I'm going to do what's possible today. I'm going to do what I can to get to Jesus. Amen. I'm not going to stop short of what seems to be something blocking me. Amen. I want to get to Jesus. Bring your needs to Jesus. But it takes your working on what's possible. Faith is that. Working your possible. And when it intersects with God, God will do the impossible. I love it when I walk in that hospital room and the family is wringing their hands. Sister Tamara Frazier, her children met me outside in Houston Hospital and said, Pastor, we want to prepare her funeral. Amen. Sister Tamara, if you're listening to this, amen. Amen. I'm so thankful what God does. Because we walked in and she said, Brother Crosswind, I'm getting out. And I mean, there was a gleam in her eyes, and there was faith in her voice. Her daughter, and her son, they were going over the plans with us, what they desired, but Sister Tamara said, no. Pastor, I'm getting out. Amen. Oh, and she just kept, and we kept on making the plans on the outside of the door, but every time we peeked in, she's shaking her head. Pastor, I'm getting out. Guess what she got out of the hospital? Amen. Oh, that's been almost 6, 8, 10 months ago. I'm glad that impossibility, amen, met somebody who said, hey, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to reach. I'm going to apply my faith. Praise God. You got to do your part. That's faith. Faith is an action. Come to church. You ever been so sick that you couldn't hardly function in life? You were hurting, in pain. You came to church and you said, I'm tired of being subdued and subjected to all these problems in my life. And even though you was in pain, you came to church because this is not for you, this is for him. A lot of times we think coming to church is for us. I know we get edified, but this is for the Lord. I come to celebrate him. I come to worship him. Well, you ever come to church with a migraine? Can't focus? It's a pain. I mean, that migraine is on you, in you. And you grit your teeth trying to focus. But I've seen God in the middle of somebody that comes to church and pastor, I came in spite of my migraine. And here I am. Amen. An old friend right in the middle of the service, they started worshiping God. In pain, the answer came because they came with a made up mind. I'm going to give God my part. I'm going to do what's possible. And when possibility meets, amen, God can do the impossible. Faith, amen, is an action. Faith is something you do on your part. Faith is more than a concept, but it's a made up mind. Oh, brother, I'm telling you, amen. Oh, you tell me what happened in that chair, brother. Stand, testify, brother Coon. Amen. Tell me what happened in that chair, what, 7 years ago when you called me this morning. Tell me about that again. Praise God. Faith, impossibility. Doing what you feel is possible. Amen. You want to lift your hands and thank God. If he could do it for him, amen, he could do it for you right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your power, your grace, and your work in my life. Thank you for answering my prayer today, God. Before I even pray, God, I thank you for it. I worship you, Jesus, for the power, Lord, the answers that you have. Thank you, God, for being here, in your, Lord, with your church. Thank you for your grace and power, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Somebody just give the Lord praise. But it takes you doing your part. There was a woman that was a woman that had an issue of blood. How many years did she suffer, the Bible says? 12 long years. And she, I love the way the King James says, she suffered many things of many physicians and spent all she had. She suffered many things of many physicians. Amen. And spent all she had, but she did not grow better. But she heard that Jesus was there. And the Bible says when she came to Jesus, just like I mentioned a while ago, there was a crowd pressing all around Jesus that day. But her faith was stronger than the problem that was ahead of her. And faith begins to say, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. I know. Somebody say, I know. I know if I could touch Jesus. I know within myself, I will be healed. And this is for somebody today. God don't ever wake somebody up in the middle of the night and speak to them. Amen. A pastor without it being a purpose. I'm telling somebody today, God wants to meet your impossibility. God is still in the working of miracles and signs and wonders. Amen. He's still the great physician we heard. And he's still the one that helps you and accepts you. She came and she, I don't know how she done it. Whether she had to get on her belly and crawl. The crowd was thronging Jesus, pushing against him. But she reached out and she touched just the hem of his garment. And immediately, Jesus stopped. Somebody touched me. The disciples said, man, there's people all over you. They're leaning on you, touching you, bumping against you. God's not looking for just a casual bump today. God's looking for somebody with a touch of faith and expectancy, an intentional touch, saying, Master, I come with great impossibility, but I'm going to do what's possible to me. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ right now, I would that somebody would stretch your hands out and touch the Master. Amen. And let the Master do what only he can do for you. Amen. Come on, don't you believe he's still God? Don't you believe he's still your physician? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was in Austin, Texas. I was preaching. There was a young boy that was part of a gang. And during gang violence, they'd broken a wine bottle and gouged his eyes out. The Holy Ghost was moving. And as we were going to just give the word of the Lord, just talking about God. All of a sudden, that young man took off running around the building. And he's hollering, I see! This young man had never ran around a building before because he received the Holy Ghost in that church as a blind young man. God opened his eyes up. That day, the impossible happened. I'm going to tell you, God still works in the realm of the impossible. But your part is to do what's possible. Amen. Faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. What about pleasing God? I'm having problems really walking with God. I'm having problems really living for God. Condemnation, every time I do, I don't know about you, but every time, amen, the enemy causes you to stumble, amen, every time I stumble, condemnation is sent, the agent of hell is sent to tell you, you may as well stay down, you filthy rat. Look what you did. Amen. Look how you can't live for God. Look how bad you are. You're inconsistent. But you know what? One time I did something, said something to somebody, and I was mad, and I felt like I had a right to say it. And really, by all means, I did have a right. But I got out of line. Ever happened to you? We're all humans, aren't we? And I'm driving on the road between here and Houston on 59. And out of the clear blue, I heard, "Don't you know that Jesus hung on that cross to help you when you don't deserve it? When you've messed up and you feel like, oh, well, I don't need this, God. I can't come to you, God, because I've messed my life up. I got a bad rap and a bad record. People heard me, seen me. My reputation is all squashed out." You know what? Jesus still died for that. And he hadn't quit being Savior. I want to tell somebody today, you may feel like your reputation is completely flattened out and gone, but I have a God that still will take the person, amen, that has messed it all up. Amen. Are you thankful that God still takes rejects? God still takes those. Amen. Hey, he takes returns. You don't even have to have a receipt to come to him. He takes returns. Man, I'm thankful for the prodigal son. Jesus talked about, you know why? Jesus wanted to emphasize, amen, oh, I take returns. The problem was in the same house. Amen, he had a brother. He was a prodigal that never left home. There's a lot of us, we never go out, but we're just as messed up on the inside as the one that goes to the pig pen, because we're not actively enjoying and celebrating the glory and the presence of God Almighty. Today, saint of God, you got a right to worship God. You got a right to praise God. Come on, Calvary took care of many things. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. When your possibility intersects with impossibility, God does amazing things. Noah had to build the ark, didn't he? He had to do what's possible. He had to get his family in, and he left the door open. How many times that you had to do something by faith and you left the door open and said, okay, God, I obeyed you. You do your part. They got in, and guess what happened? The Lord shut the door. And by Noah's faith and Noah's work, his possibility, God did the impossible. I'm telling somebody right now, I mean, you're struggling with answers. You're trying to find answers in life. You're trying to find what's going on in your life. You're trying to find reason. I mean, sometimes you won't be able to reason what's going on. You're going to have to lean on him and not your understanding. I've been there where I thought, man, God, I can't afford to do this. The Lord speak to me, said, give. Man, it's like, man, I just got some extra cash. And I'm so excited to have some extra cash. Like they used to say, I have some nickels to rub together. Somebody walked up to me one time and handed me some cash, and they stuck it in my pocket and said, Pastor, this is for you. Use it as you desire. And lo and behold, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, give it. But God, I want to enjoy the luxury. I thought of all kinds of things I could get that I normally don't have. But that day I can remember saying, okay, God, I did what's possible. I promise you, within a matter of 2 days, even about five times the amount somebody pulled in my driveway and had been overseas and said, Pastor, I come here and I want to bless you. Amen. Our church then was in Central Heights. This young man, he came. He said, I got things to give. He said, can we go to the church? So we went. We pulled in the driveway. We opened the church door. He got on his knees at the altar. And he went back. He said, don't be alarmed what I'm fixing to do. He went back to his truck and he had a bundle of things and he laid seven guns on that altar. He said, Pastor, the Lord spoke to me to give you this. and to give you this money. I'm telling you, God knows how to work. God will do the impossible when you do what's possible to you. Man, faith is something you got to stretch beyond your imagination, beyond your feeling. And just have a voice, an ear to hear the voice of God and say yes to God. Hear me. Amen. And many times in a service, amen, the Lord has spoke to me and said, just go pray for somebody. Amen. Just last week in Colorado Springs, amen, I preached to children Sunday morning. But Sunday night, I preached to the church. And there, I felt the Lord tell me to go to that person. There's a young girl. All through the message, she was weeping. And I whispered in her ear, God has already taken care of your problem. She blinked and she looked at me. And I said, hey, it's going to be taken care of. Your car is going to be taken care of. She looked and she stepped back. She said, how do you know about that? I said, I don't know about it, but he does. You know what? Amen. We stayed Monday night in service. She came up to me. She said, Pastor, she said, my next door neighbor had seen me trying to struggle with my vehicle. He is a mechanic, and he came over. He said, I have the exact part in that garage right there that you need. And he said, I just want to fix it, a car for you. Amen. No labor, no part, no nothing. I'm telling you, that's the way God works. And we think that God's locked up in heaven. Brother Coon said, we think that God's an old feeble man. Amen. All decrepit. No, no, no. My God is God enough today to reach, amen, to situations that you can't comprehend. He's still on the throne today. Possibility is your part. Doing what's possible. Put your faith in the gear. Your belief in the gear. Saying, God, the battle's not mine. Well, your Goliath is tall. My God's bigger. How many times, and I'm going to say this again, have I been to that mailbox? We needed $126.13. And we had paid the bills at the church out of the tithes. We didn't have the money to pay this one particular bill for $126.13. And we went to the mailbox and opened the mailbox, pulled the mail out. My wife normally checks the mail. Anyway, I did. And there was a check in there, a refund from the electrical company for, guess what, $126.13. When you take care of God, God will take care of you. When you do what's possible to you, God will do the impossible. I'm talking about financially. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about physically today. God is not limited by finances. God's not limited by the physical. And surely God's not limited by spirits. Amen. Spirits will come to you and attack you and tell you, you can't get your healing. You can't be blessed of God. You can't make it another day. Look what you did. Condemnation will come and rob you. And tell you, you're not worth it. Look how bad you did. You insulted God. You insulted God's people. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God sure has your number today to tell you he still loves you. Are you thankful for the forgiveness of sins? Are you thankful for the love of God? God has stubborn love. I'm telling you, God has stubborn love. I'm going to say it the third time. God has stubborn love. And I thank God for his stubborn love. That he just keeps on loving me. When I turn to him, he's still God. And he still has forgiveness. Look at his offering that he gave. That offering is still in effect. Stand. Let's lift our hands and love the Lord. Amen. Somebody here receive what the Lord has spoke to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. Somebody's been in a battle. Brother Coon said he's been in a battle. Brother Coon, you're just a confirmation this morning what the Lord spoke. When we call, you called this morning and talked to me, and the confirmation of the Holy Ghost came over that phone. But there is somebody today. You've been in a battle. You've taken pretty good slugs to your faith, your mindset, to your heart. And you see, condemnation will justify you just going ahead and relaxing and doing things that you know are wrong, sliding down deeper in the pig pen. Condemnation will justify you saying it's not worth it. I've already messed up, so I might as well just get in the mud and just roll with the pigs. I come to church and I try, but I keep falling back on my face. I'll never forget one service that a man that walked in. I was just a teenager in Bay City, Texas. And I'd never seen a marijuana joint in my life. And I seen him take something and look at it out of his pocket. Took it, he crumbled it up, and he slapped it on the altar. He said, "This day, I'm going to be the victor." You tired of other things being the victor in your life? God wants you to have the victory today. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, God don't miss, saint. God's here for you to answer your prayer, for you to believe him. Hallelujah. But you got to do what's possible. You got to do your part. And at the intersection of your possibility, what you do, your action, God will do the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody don't believe what I'm saying. That's okay. I believe what God's saying. Hallelujah. My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Amen. There's somebody battling a big Goliath, a big giant in your life. One that will break up. You know, Goliath said, "I'm going to take your family. I'm going to take your young girls. I'm going to take your young boys. I'm going to take everything you got." Something is against you today. You know that whenever you surrender to the Goliath, he will take everything, your family picture, everything in life you got. This is what the devil wants you to feel, that, well, it's not worth it. I've already messed up the picture. Holy Ghost says this today. Come on, I'm still God, and I'm still the cleanser of hearts. My Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands saying of God, God's wanting to do something. He's ready to confirm his word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I feel a holy healing, a spiritual healing today in this house. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to come to this front. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe it'll be good for every one of us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Make your way right now. Amen. And lift your hands around the front and say, God, here am I. I come to touch you. I come to love you. I come to lay some things down, Lord. I come to give some things to you. I come to do my part, Lord Jesus. Your guests today, don't be afraid to come. I want you to come. The Holy Ghost is here today for your soul. Hallelujah. By your faith. 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 By your faith, by your work, by what you can do, by what is possible to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, meet God at that intersection right now. Come on, meet God at that intersection right now. Come on, there's an intersection right now in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You've been discouraged. The wind's been knocked out of you. Amen. God is here today to recharge somebody's faith, to recharge that relationship, to refire your heart back again. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, I want you to start praying in the Holy Ghost. As the Spirit of God comes on you, come on, wade in it, saint of God. Come on, wade in it, saint of God. Draw your sword of faith. Lift your shield of faith. Come on, wade in the battle. Amen. Oh, this battle's not yours anyway. The battle belongs to God. Amen. The giant is not really a giant to God. Hallelujah. Let me talk to somebody in the Holy Ghost. Even when you go to speak in tongues, the devil says, you fake. That's you. He that prayeth to God in an unknown tongue doesn't speak to anybody else but to God. You're condemned. Every time the Holy Ghost comes on you, you start speaking in tongues. Even don't you know that your spirit is trying to pray? Hallelujah. You ought to lift your hands and let the Holy Ghost have its way right now. Hallelujah. Come on, saint. Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God. Come on, prayer warriors. Let the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, before the throne of God. Step before the throne of grace. Come on, there's help in the throne of God. There's grace to help even for the soul this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Come on, touch the hem of his garment. Weary one. Weary one, you've been beaten long enough by condemnation. Reach out and touch him. He's here for you. Hey. Hallelujah. Go ahead, worship the Lord. Go ahead, worship the Lord. He's here for you. He's here to minister to your spirit. He's here to lift your heart. Amen. And restore your soul. Oh, he come to restore your soul. He's here to restore your soul. us by the Spirit of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, reach out and touch the Lord. He's here. He's here for you. Come on, you've been beaten down enough, discouraged enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The God of impossible is here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're physically, you got an ailment in your body. You got something going on in your body and you need healing today. And the Lord has spoke to you in this service. You felt faith arise. We started talking today. I want you to come up here and I want the ministry to come. Amen. Those in the ministry, I want you to come. Brother Moore, you're welcome to join us. Amen. I want y'all to take this oil. And I want you to anoint, amen, these that will line up right here. Amen. We're going to believe the Lord. Amen. That God will do what only God could do. Hallelujah. Those others that are in this place, I want you to just keep on worshiping. Keep on tapping in. Amen. Line up these ministers. Just to lay hands on you. I don't have to lay a hand on you. Amen. But I believe in the ministry, amen, to do the work in this place by the faith and the authority of the Word of God. Go get what God has for you today.
In the name of Jesus, God, you see what she's battling. Holy Ghost. Oh, you have joy. Yes, God. It's a fountain of joy. There's been a lot of things trying to clog that fountain. A lot of things will stop that joy from flowing. By your faith today. Be restored. Let the joy restore the joy of her salvation, Jesus. Uphold with your free spirit right now, Lord. God, take those wounds, God. It hurts. God, but she don't know what to do, Lord. I pray, God, right here today. Let the joy and refreshing come. Refresh right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, refresh this soul. In Jesus' name, let them feel that, Lord. Refresh, Lord Jesus. God, I pray, Lord, you hear. You hear. God, you hear what can't even be uttered, Lord. When our prayer is just, God, something we can't even say, Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of the Word and the message that you just spoke, God, Lord, I pray for the answer, the touch of your hand right now, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That she could go home. Yeah. Hallelujah. Brent, would you go pray? Go help him pray. Carson, y'all go help him. Come on. Devin, pray. Dasaromara.
Receive what God has paid for. With his stripes you are healed. By his stripes be healed. Receive that only what God can give and do. You lift your hands again and just, I want you to just celebrate, just bathe in what God's doing right now. Sister Kristen's going to sing what she's playing.
When I call on Jesus, all things are possible. I can mount on wings as eagles and soar. When I call on Jesus, mountains are gonna fall. He'll move heaven and earth to come rescue me when I call. When I call on Jesus, all things are possible. Jesus.
here, church.
When I call on Jesus, all things are possible. I can mount on wings as eagles and soar. When I call on Jesus, mountains are gonna fall. He'll move heaven and earth to come rescue me when I go.
Hallelujah. You thankful that God still works and He still loves us, still cares about us? Amen. You know, when we get all polished up and professional in our mind, sometimes God gives us a bump. And we're like Job. We're tested. Things happen in our life. Our faith is tested. And we realize that, man, I thought I had it together. And it seems like things have fallen apart. And you know, a valley, sometimes we go through a valley and we think, oh my, why am I in this valley? It's nothing here. Desolate. My spiritual valley is, you know, think about it. When you go through a spiritual valley, it's opposite of a spiritual mountain. We talk about mountains as being victorious places, valleys being desolate places, time of struggles and temptations and trial. When the valley normally is the most luscious place, but spiritually it's not too good in the valley, isn't it? Mountain with Jesus. Mountains, on the other hand, Pike's Peak last week is just a big old bare, bald-headed mountain. And you go up there, you just about suffocate walking around. Well, but in the kingdom of God, it's just the opposite. The valley is barren, and the mountaintop relationship with God is fulfilling. But this is what I want you to hear. When you go through the valley, God just prepare you for the next mountain. You've got to go through that vein of faith, trial, where your faith is tested, your life is tried. But I love it when the Lord says, okay, it's time for you to step up. Hallelujah. And I felt that today. I felt like the Lord helped somebody's feet to step up, their faith to rise up. You do the possible, He will do the impossible. Apply what you know how to do in God. It may make you mean that you had to make a sacrifice. I think about it. You had to sacrifice. Amen. I think about Sister KK driving 52 miles one way, 90 years old, to church every Sunday. Brother Sister Cooley, 52 miles. I think about the Power Girls driving from Carthage. All this time, coming to the house of God, driving distance to be in the house of God. But the sacrifice, God always honors, God always blesses. Brother Coon, how many miles you drive? He lives in between Broadus and Hemphill. 63, about 60. He got up this morning. He decided, I'm getting up. I'm not just waking up. I'm getting up. And we're thankful for the word of the Lord today, aren't you? Amen. God honors those that will sacrifice. Amen. It's worth it. It's worth it. Sister Allison, it's worth it, isn't it? There she is. Well, I don't like almost, huh? Almost. Almost right is almost wrong. Almost there is not there, isn't it? Almost come to church is not come to church. But I'm glad that God is not almost. He's full. He is the most. Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap of prayer. Praise. God's on the throne. Yes, great physician. Amen. I'm glad God's on call 24/7, don't you? Praise God. Amen. Well, we're so glad you're here today. Amen. So blessed to be in the Lord's house, in the Lord's presence, and part of His kingdom. And man, we're blessed that you're here today. Those of you that came from center, God bless you, and receive what God has for you. Praise God. God has so much for every one of us today. Saints of God, leave here with your tank full. Don't leave here half full. Amen. Half full. Man, it's not going to get you too far down the road. Amen. But if you leave here with the fullness of God, God will carry you all the way you need to be. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Tonight's service begins at 6 o'clock in prayer. The engine of this church is not preaching, singing. Amen. I come from a very talented church, a very large church. Amen. But I want to say this. The engine of the church has always been prayer. Amen. And let's get here early, start your engine, and let God have His way tonight. Choir will be singing tonight, and we're looking forward to what God's going to do. God bless you. Let's go to heaven, how? And before you go, make sure you greet our guests, and we're glad they're here today. God bless you in Jesus' name.